You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
What's up, Big Wigs? We're back. We're better than ever. We are free birds. I'm excited to be here. It's your girl, Anna. I'm here with Andrea Lopez, the one and only.
The one and only.
I am sitting in a very sweaty bra. I just want to start that episode off.
Yeah.
I did come straight from SoulCycle. We moved back a little. I was like, ooh, Ariana Grande and Mariah Carey themed class. Like, that's a duo.
You can't miss.
I thought would be a good hump day, you know, midweek, like pick me up.
Did it pick you up?
It picked me up. I'd say, you know, there were some holes in the playlist.
There were some, okay, you know.
There were some holes.
I was afraid to ask.
I I'm a soul cycler through and through, but like the last few theme rides I've done, I'm like, play the hits. You don't need to bring out any deep cuts when you're playing Mariah Carey.
Yeah, no,
no
one's asking for that.
Mariah Carey. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, it almost feels like, oh, like I know a song, like you guys might not know this one as well,
right,
but like it's one of my favorites. And I'm like, no, it's not. No, it's not. Just play Fantasy for me. Where was Fantasy?
Are these- Fantasy wasn't in the...
No, it was like
what?
Playing That's when crazy. I walked into the studio. Sometimes they'll like play the theme when they when you walk. But then I'm like, okay, I'm clipped in and we're going to not play that. Like,
oh, no.
Fantasy is one of, yeah, one of
or
the classics.
Play the ODB Fantasy one, you know, yeah. the remix one.
Do they play the remixes of the songs? Because it's a little slow tempo for you guys to be revving up the bikes.
Well, it depends on what the bike, you know, like a hill, you can do a slow song or like,
I guess,
you know what
you're
I mean?
Climbing.
Yeah. When you're climbing. Yeah. Slow it down. You know, we belong together. Right.
They I
didn't
do
give
that.
Me like some of the Ariana songs, too. I was like, I don't know some of these. Like, maybe I'm old, but I was like,
are these new?
I know Ariana Grande songs, like play me the tunes. Anyway, I have a bone to pick with them, I guess. But.
Have the rides progressively, the playlists, have they gotten worse and worse, you're saying? Like, they used to be, like, on point.
Well, SoulCycle used to be a different
it
world.
Really
a real
was.
Different world. So,
totally.
The playlist is probably, like, yeah, it's one of the things that changed over time.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like a drug. I will still go. I'm still addicted to it. You know, I wake up and I feel like, okay, it's a day I have to wash my hair. I need to fucking sweat. I need to get on a bike and lock myself
there
in.
There you go. Yeah.
For 45 minutes. Yeah.
I'm glad you got your cycle in.
Thank you.
We made it work. The only thing I'm worried about is you're going to be cold after a while. You sit in the bra and then it starts to get a little chilly.
Well, that's okay. I brought a shirt, you know. I brought a change of clothes. So
wow.
Mid-show, I might just have to, you know, do a quickie.
Phenomenal.
Anyway, how are you? Congrats on finishing your job.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're free.
She said she's free. I'm like, where was my text all fucking weekend?
I know you did text me that, so thank you. I was working all weekend. My last day
was
Sunday.
Too. I had shows all weekend, so it was fine.
We were working.
Yeah. How was it?
It was kind of a bittersweet moment. I was sad. I really get sad ending things. I don't
sure.
know if you call it separation anxiety. I don't know what the proper wording is for it, but just the end of things makes me sad.
Yeah.
You know, new beginnings, you know that you're closing one chapter, opening another. So that's exciting. But yeah, on my last day, I was just, and I didn't tell everybody because I've only been there 6 months. This is not like my 40-year retirement.
Right.
I was like leaving there like this, Queen of Genovia with my hands like, goodbye, everyone. I gave hugs to the cheese people and
you know there's one person like, I never learned her name. What was her name?
No, literally. Oh, she's leaving already? Oh, shit. They don't last long. I mean, those type of stores, it's like a revolving door. There's
of
some
course.
People that work here. Some people told me, I'm like, yeah, I've been here 10 years. I go, 10?
Wow.
Years. That is.
They must have great benefits or something. That
they,
just like,
they do have good benefits, but the pay for certain positions is not out of this world.
Yeah.
For New York, it's not. But yeah, I was a little sad.
That was like when I worked in the restaurant industry, like I made a promise because I knew people. I worked in really expensive restaurants.
Yeah.
Did very well every night, you know, high profile clientele. And I just remember like some of these servers, I'm like, would tell me like I moved to New York to act and, you know, or I was a dancer or whatever they were doing creatively. And then they've been there 10, 15, 18 years, you know, because it's consistent money.
Totally.
They're constantly, you know, they always work. They can do their auditions in the day, whatever. And I was like, 18 years. Like, and so I made a promise to myself. I was like, Anna, you're not allowed. I don't care where you are in your career. You're not allowed to work in a restaurant after you're after 25. And 2 weeks before my 26th birthday, I just gave my notice. I had another like job in the works. I wanted a day job so I could like do comedy at night, but I was
totally
like, bye-bye.
It sucks you in.
And then there's like periods of my life where I'm like, fuck, I really need money. I really need money. But like I did it for 7 years. Like I did my dues. You know what I mean?
Totally.
I paid my dues. I did my time. But there were so many times like early in those, you know, and my mom was like, just why don't you just go? You could work at any restaurant in the city. And I could. I had a resume that was like a star restaurant resume.
Right.
And I was like, I can't. I won't print it. Like I won't even open it. I know no, you just, don't understand this because I was making good money. And
right.
Like, better money than at creative jobs I've had, you know, like literally.
It's really good money.
And I was like, I can't. I made this promise to myself. I don't know.
You get sucked in. It really. I think I texted you. I was like, you have your friend back. Because your brain is just so immersed into this world. We called it like Italy Island, kind of similar to Love Island, where it's just like everybody has inside jokes. Then you find out about love relationships and like love triangles between people. And then you really get sucked into the drama.
Oh, yeah.
And then you find yourself spending all your paycheck there because you're thinking, oh, I get 20% off. I'll just sit here for oysters.
You're spending all your paycheck.
You just spend your thing. No, it's ridiculous. I was like, I got to get out of here.
It's like working at a retail job. When the new clothes would come in, when I worked at Banana Republic, I'd always say, $70.
You worked at Banana Republic.
I worked at many retail. I've worked at Victoria's Secret. I worked at.
Okay, you're a freaking weirdo for that. Victoria's Secret?
I need a job.
That, I wouldn't lead with that on a date, you know?
I was in the stock room. I was 19. I needed a job.
I just really wanted to look at some 13-year-olds in a job.
No. And I was not allowed on the floor. They didn't. I was the only straight man that worked there.
I got it.
But I'm saying,
in a stock room.
That's the only thong sizes. That's the only retail job that I had where I was like, when I got paid, I had never had to worry about spending my money at the job.
So true.
Wow.
That is, it's a liability, honestly. Yeah. Like when you're a server, so I was more on like the marketing side of it. So I would like try all these olive oils and then I would want the olive oil.
Of course. Yeah. You're like, this is
and you get one for free, but you don't get all of them. So
I was a maitre d'. I was a boss ass bitch as a young New Yorker.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Like everyone, like I knew all of our VIPs and they'd come and they'd fucking grease my palm and be like, I want my table early. I want this. I want that. And you're like,
palm. That's what they would do.
Yeah.
That's what my boss would say. And I'd be like, am I putting this in the tip pool? Absolutely not. Yeah. I'm not fucking.
No,
this
that's
guy
yours.
Handed me a $100 bill. You think I'm going to hand this in for the night and get 30 cents on it?
That's yours.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
The splitting of the tips.
Yeah. I would never take a bribe, though. I was really like, let me see if I can make this work first. Because it was like a puzzle every night, you know?
Right.
And I would make it work if you had it. If you had the money, I'd be like, let me see what I can do for you. Hold on 1 second. You know?
Right.
And then I'd like look around and be like, who can I bump? Because
look at this. Not and I don't consider us like, you know, famous from our social media. Like we just do it because it's a part of our job and like, you know, some people will recognize
famous.
Us.
I think we're famous.
We're famous. Sometimes people will recognize us and it's great. But I'm at Hillstone last night and I'm just trying to get a table at this was Tuesday night, by the way. Just a table at the bar, right?
Ugh.
It's packed. There's 11 couples ahead of my friend and I. I go, I'm sorry. So of course I'm like, okay, yeah, put me on the list for sure. We're here. We're waiting.
But bars first come, first serve, right?
This bar actually, because it's first come, first serve, but there's a wait list, obviously. And then if they cancel, there's a cancellation in the restaurant, they'll bump somebody over to a table. But the restaurant was full and the bar seating was just first come, first serve with a wait list on a Tuesday night.
Yeah.
I'm looking around now. Hillstone,
here's the thing.
Not the largest.
I was also going to say Hillstone Park Ave in New York is is right adjacent to Murray Hill. You know, it is in the most basic bitch area of even though we love it, I'm like, it's so annoying because like, it's the only restaurant some people have ever been to over in that area.
Absolutely. And it shows.
Yeah.
So we're waiting there for an hour. But at this point, I was so hungry. And I go up to the girl and I go, got to ask you, what number are we now? And she goes, do you do impressions? I go, yeah. She's like, Andrea? And I said, yeah. And she goes,
finally.
Oh my God. I go, this is going to help me. I don't have any money to grease her palms. So I'm like, yes, thank you. We're ready to be seated. She's like, well, let me see. You are number 5. I was like, that's it? There's no, I don't know, like, got you, girl.
Oh my God, I love you. Let me get you a table. I watch your TikTok.
Hello. She's like, all I'm hearing is Teresa when you're talking to me. And I'm like, all right, get me a table then. What are we doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like making jokes with her.
And she didn't do it?
No. She was like, we're number 5. I go, what? Now, what is the point of even doing these videos?
No.
If I don't have cash?
She was a dud. That's all. She was a dud.
I mean, and they all look fabulous in there. All of the hostesses have to be like slicked back, fun. black. I mean, it was a Kris Jenner look. It was a black turtleneck and the black blazer. They all looked great, but I was like, what's up with the tables, guys? I saw 15 people get seated before
us. But you
us.
Got seated because I saw your
we got seated photo.
Eventually.
Where did you sit? The bar?
At the bar.
Okay.
All the way at the back. It was nice. We sat at the end. There was a lot of dates going on around us.
I love listening to dates.
Oh, me too.
Wait, what did you eat?
Too. We had just the regular burger. We were going to do the French burger, but we ended up with the regular cheeseburger and then the shoestring fries and then the chicken. What is the Asian noodle salad?
Mm.
So good. It has mangoes in there. It was like a little fruity, savory fusion. So delicious.
Delicious.
Yeah.
It's funny. I can listen to dates wherever I go. If someone's like newly dating or like on a date, it's so fun. Like even at Whole Foods the other day, I said, Jared, do you hear that couple? Jared, you know, did not hear them. But you know when like a new couple is like at a supermarket and they're like buying something to like bring somewhere? I was like, I put the whole scene in my head. I was like, okay, they are shopping to bring something to like someone's house that they're invited to. And they're newly dating or like barely dating. And she was like, well, what do you think about like this, like, should we get chip? He's like, yeah, let's get a dip. She's like, a dip? I love how you say that. And he was like, yeah, like a dip.
It's the second date.
He's like, chips and dip. And she's like, that's so funny. And he's like, who doesn't love chips and dip? Like, he's like the fucking mayor of appetizers over here. And I was like, I'm just sitting there watching this.
First of all,
I'm like, hold on, Jared. I'm enjoying episode one of Love is Blind Whole Foods.
Because trust me, not even in a year. The way he said chips and dip is going to actually cringe to your core. And you're going to be like, shut the fuck up.
Because it cringed me to my core. And I
nobody's
was like,
that excited about you saying chips and dip.
And she was like, so funny. Ew. You're right. I love hummus.
No. I can't watch. I can't.
Like, Jared, are you watching this? He's like, no, Anna, we have 5 minutes. To, like, we have to get our shit and get out of here.
No, that is just.
He's like, is your show over yet? Get online, girl.
Watch this. Yeah, no, that is. I can't. Some first dates are just so unbelievable that I just. But you're still watching it. It's the show you can't look away from.
Yeah. As a maitre d', I used to really watch a lot of those.
Yeah.
I'd even have people come up to me at the host stand and be like, I'm on a blind date or like I'm going on a first date and like, can I show you the photo of this guy? Like, I don't even know if this is like what he looks
like. Oh, so you would
like,
direct him to the table?
No, not direct him to the table. I'd be like, I haven't seen him yet. Or like, she'd be like, has anyone checked in? Like,
yeah, that's,
they haven't even met up yet to check in. And I'm like, girl, I don't know. And she's like, I'm scared. And I'm like, okay, I don't know what to tell you.
She's looking to you.
Maybe don't go to a steakhouse on a first date. Yep. That's intense.
Don't do that.
That's a big intense one.
But if he's taking you to a steakhouse, I would enjoy that.
But then
not if the date's bad.
Too much pressure.
Yeah.
That's true. That's too much pressure.
Then you
got to
sit there for 2 hours.
Yeah. Because then what if they're like, what if you don't like them as much? And you're like, I just, you know, and this guy's paying for your filet, you know, a $50 filet. And you're like, I don't know if I want to hang out with this person anymore. Now I look like an asshole if I just like go for the dinner.
Right.
Maybe we're just too kind. I don't know. Maybe a lot of people do that.
What?
Like just go and they're like, whatever. I'm going to go on to the steakhouse.
I think that's crazy.
Personally. It's a big commitment. It's a big check. But I would enjoy
it's
like
not
that.
Even the check. It's the time spent. It's the risk of like you can sometimes you know in the first 10 minutes.
Yes.
If it's not going to be somebody that you want to spend time with. And now that's you have
tough.
To have a meal with them.
Yeah,
that is
it's
tough.
That. It's like you save that, I think, once you're like, OK, I think there's a vibe here. I could see this person like second date. Fine. But first date, I think you got to just like put it's a drink. And
hour.
It's like, if it's bad, I'm out, you know, one round of drinks. Oh, you know, I had a nice time here. Here's the check. Let's get out of here. You know,
like how painful would that be if it's not going well? And they're like, so what do we think about dessert?
Exactly,
one person's like, I love this dessert here.
Yeah.
We got to get a tiramisu.
Exactly.
I refuse to do that. But yeah, that's tough. Dates can be hard. What's up with you?
What's up with me? I did Dolly Parton tribute shows all weekend. You know, I was really in my element. I had a great time. I watched a shit ton of Love is Blind. I put on my wigs and made a couple videos for Love is Blind because you know what? That content usually does very well for me. I'd say it's not doing as well.
Mm-hmm.
I also was very early, I guess, to it. You know what I mean? Like it grew over time. I'm like,
Right.
But here's the thing about Love is Blind. So that, and like a lot of shows, they drop 6 episodes at once.
Yeah.
So you got to get your content in for those before the new ones drop because you don't really know, like, is this person even on the show? Is this, you know what I mean? Like,
right. And so some of the people I did, I was like, good thing I did them because, spoiler, they ain't going on.
Right.
But you've had all week to watch. I'm sorry. And new episodes spoilers come out today. Are you watching it all? You're not. You hate the show.
I can't. I'm locked into like three other shows.
It's too much so time good. Commitment. Like, it's so, I love it. The editors of Love is Blind, though, you know, at least in the first six episodes.
Yeah.
They know how to hook you in, like, beyond, because you can't see the person until you get engaged, right? So they always end on right before the doors
they're opening. Yeah. I mean, that sucks you in. I mean, yes.
And you're like, well, I at least have to see how they react to seeing each other. And then you're like, well, I already started the episode. I might as well just watch another hour. Like, what?
You haven't watched the new ones, right? So do you think there's any promising couples?
Yeah, I do. But here's the thing about this show. The promising couples, like, are not fun to watch. You're like, that's sweet. Oh, they're nice. I hope they work out. They're not fun
drama,
to watch.
Right. There's no drama.
They're not as fun to watch. Yeah. Like, the people who have the secrets and the weird shit and, like, mm-hmm. come out of nowhere, you're like, oh, my God, this is so funny, like, that they have to now play house and they're terrible for each other. And I will say, the most insane couple on the show, I've never seen this happen on Love is Blind. And I'm saying this right now, mute for right now if you're not caught up and you want to be caught up. Here's your spoiler alert. But there are many articles and many podcasts that I've already seen cover this mm-hmm. because it's already out there. They're on TikTok talking about it, whatever.
Right.
The one crazy couple that was just like two loonies. You know what I mean? They put a guy on who was, he was obsessed with being rich. And he was like, I'm nervous about going on in the pods because, like, what if girls just want me for my money? And they're all like, well, that's, you don't have to say you have money. And he's like,
actually, this is the point of the experiment.
He's like, but I have a Rolex. And he's like, everyone in my family died. And so I inherited all this money. And
good thing that nobody can see you.
And he said it to every girl he met in the pods. And he's like, you know, it's a lot. Like, I'm an art dealer. So I'm like rich. Okay. I'm like real rich. And all these girls are like, what? But then there was this
I already want to turn the TV off.
No, there was this one girl, though, who was perfect for him because all she was saying in her interviews was, I am a trophy wife. I don't cook. I don't clean. I don't even want to work. I just want someone to fucking take care. So we were like,
this is great.
Boom. Of course they match. But they put a like copy on screen on episode six. And this was like through all the Love is Blind, like, nation is like, mm-hmm. what? And it said the producers have decided not to send Leo and Brittany to Mexico. They decided to go to Miami on their own and then broke up. And this was on the screen. And we were like,
what?
Huh? And it was really
people with money. They're like, you know what? We'd rather go to Miami.
Some people have said, like, the production only has enough for six couples and they would have been the seventh couple. And she wouldn't say, I love you. When they meet, it's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life because he's like, you're so hot. And she's like, I can't say I love you. Like, everyone else is like making out. It was just really awkward and it's cringe, actually. It's uncomfortable. But it was just like, they didn't explain why. You know,
and why they broke up or anything?
Why it just said the producers have decided to not send them. And it's like, well, that's not really the name of the game here. Like,
right.
If you're together, you go to Mexico.
Yeah.
And so it was just like, I don't know. It was really weird to see. And like they've said online, like, oh, well, we decided in the pods because, you know, there are days that we don't see
mm-hmm.
that are shot that are edited out. And apparently they were like, we decided to go to Miami because, like, we wanted to go there instead of Mexico. Like, what? Like, how early did they find out they weren't allowed to go to Mexico? He was so weird. Maybe all the guys were like, I don't fucking want to hang with that guy. Like, don't let him go.
I mean, yeah. Or the producers were just like, they're not going to end up together. This isn't going to end well. We got to make an executive decision to kill off this couple.
Like, they were hilarious to watch. But now everyone's like, well, there's kind of like, there are some, like, you know, a couple of wild cards, but not like them. And are like nice couples. Like, that was the thing about UK. I didn't do any impressions for UK. I was like, these guys are all like nice. You know what I mean?
These are genuine humans.
There was one guy that was like kind of funny, but he didn't make it that far. And, you know, so you're like, I don't know.
So you what's the point?
It has to make you laugh to do content. You have to like be inspired, I think.
And I was hooked on season one because those were some real characters.
They were great. Season one was great. The show is great. I mean,
season
like
one and season two.
Just the format of it alone. Like, no wonder it's in every fucking country. Like,
that's true.
It's just so funny because these people are delusional.
They, I mean, season one, there are some successful couples and I still follow them.
Yeah. Some have had babies from some of these shows, like pretty, some of these seasons.
Pretty impressive.
Wait, I have a crazy story.
Yeah.
I have a crazy story, although I feel like I just talked a lot, but I have, and maybe you can help because this is an active story.
Okay.
Okay.
We're going to have updates. This is like a recurring.
An active investigation.
This is honestly, it is. Okay. It is a current investigation.
Oh, I'm locked
police
in.
Police are
loaded.
Involved.
Police.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, legitimately.
Yes.
Oh.
That's why I'm like, should I say it? I'm going to say it because it's too funny for me. I don't know. I have to work this out somehow for to say on stage.
On stage, yeah.
So about...
Work it out. Work out the material.
Right, are you ready? Are we good? So like, I just want to say 6 weeks ago or so, maybe, yeah, 6 weeks to 2 months ago, not even, a friend of mine who I love, who I've known for years, who's one of the sweetest, I'm just going to say, one of the sweetest people. I could never see this person having a mean bone in them. I'm just going to preface that.
Yeah.
No. Great girl. Friend of mine. Known her forever. Know her mom. Love her mom. Love them. My friend found a kitten on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tiny little, like, sick kitten. Brought it to a vet. Was like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. They were like, this cat's going to need some like nursing. You're going to have to like bottle feed it. Like it needs this kind of medication, blah, blah, blah. She registered the cat, the kitten, and like took it in. And her mom was her mom. And she has a cat in New York. And her mom lives in Florida and has had cats. They've had cats her whole life. And her mom was like, I'll take the cat, but I'm not going to be there for like a month or so. Like she was flying in this week. And so she posts on Instagram. Does anyone know, like, anyone great who fosters cats? I found this kitten. My mom is going to keep her. We're going to keep the cat, but she needs a lot of attention right now. She needs to be nursed back to health. Like,
right.
Can you help? And I don't, you know, sometimes you feel heroic, right? Sometimes you just, something in your brain is like, wait, I could help this person and this cat.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a friend who, years ago, I haven't seen this person, I should say, I have not seen this person in like 8 years because I looked at our text and it was 2016 the last time we texted.
Right.
But this person has like a cat rescue shelter, like she doesn't own it, but she like works for a cat rescue shelter and has this like foundation that raises a lot of money for a lot of stray cats that, you know, need homes and help and fosters. And I even performed in, I think maybe two of them, they did these like variety shows and where they raised money for this group. So I had already, I was like, these people are great. They're raising money. I remember I did this nice show. It was produced really well. It was uptown, whatever. So I thought, I'll connect you with my friend who works for like a cat rescue. I bet she knows someone who could foster this kitten, or maybe she would, or whatever. I know she has a lot of cats too. I connect them. My friend who found the cat, I'm doing this without saying any names. My friend who found the cat was like, thank you so much. She seems great. She's so happy to help me with this kitten. You know, this is all I wanted. I didn't want to put her in a shelter or anything like that. But my cat at home and like with my whatever she was working on, she's like, I don't have the time to like bottle feed a kitten all day long and whatever. And I was like walking around town like, I am the fucking, I'm a saint, right? Like I am just.
Found this cat at home.
I just saved an animal. Like who am I? I'm like skipping around. I'm like, Jared, I connected to me. I saved a cat today. Like, are you kidding me? Like I am a hero.
Right.
Walking among New York City slobs. I am better than everyone. And I'm so proud of this, right?
Right.
You know, cut to 2 weeks ago or so. So they had a plan. She was going to stay with her for like 6 weeks or so.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom was flying in. They're going to go pick up the kitten. My friend went and visited with the kitten, was asking for photos every day. She said she went 3 times, hung out with the person who was fostering her.
Yeah.
Who also has 12 cats. That's
a story for another day.
That's you know, she said it's a little questionable, but the kitten seems to be doing well. And that's really all I care about. And then she said a couple weeks ago, I can't get in touch with the woman who's fostering this kitten. And I was like, why am I being looped back in? I did my piece. You know what I mean?
I connected you too. The rest is yours. Yeah.
And I was like, I'm so sorry. And she's like, yeah, it's really weird because like I've been visiting and my mom's coming next in 2 weeks, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, that's weird. Well, keep me posted if they're, you know, I could send a text. I connected them in the first place. I feel somewhat responsible. Then she sends me like some screenshots that are like, actually, I bonded with this kitten more than any other kitten I've met in my life. I am a foster fail. I am keeping this cat. my friend is like, that was not the agreement. And you can't. This was not, you know. And my friend's like, we've offered money. We've offered to send like Chewy, you know, subscriptions. Like we've offered to pay for all the vet visits, whatever. She's like, I registered the cat. Like she has a vet. And then my friend was like, well, you know, so still nothing. And then she was like, she put her foot down and she was like, this is my cat.
Right.
You were being kind to foster it. This was always our agreement. I have texts saying what we were going to do. Right. Like,
I was going to ask her, was there a contract involved?
I don't think there's a contract, but I think they have like texts, you know what I mean? And
there's a written.
So like this week I've been roped in and I said to my friend, you know what? I'm happy to send her a text and kind of just say, hey, I'm so grateful that you guys were able to connect, that you were able to help raise this kitten. My friend said she's having trouble getting in touch with you and I know she's supposed to pick it up this week.
So now you're getting involved, you're texting.
She sent me long paragraph.
Uh-oh.
Full of stuff saying all this negative stuff about my friend.
What?
And how irresponsible. And there was a tiny little sentence in there that said, oh, and I did really bond with this kitten, so I am a foster fail. And I'm like, that came a little too late in this.
Yeah.
I also am like, I don't know what to do for her. The best is she doesn't want to tell her mom because her mom's stressed about the hurricane in Florida right now. And she's flying here today or tomorrow. And she does not have this cat. And
they're going to have to get the police involved.
The woman won't answer her calls. And so she's like, I went and filed, like, I'm going to file like a small claims court thing. Like I said, ask your vet. Maybe they have a lawyer they work with, like who does like animal rights and stuff. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I never wrote back to that text because it was so, there was so much there that I was like, that kind of says it all for me right now, honestly. Like,
yeah.
But now I've created a dramatic court case because there's a stolen kitten out in the world.
It is crazy with fosters, though. Is there foster rights, like where you really do connect with the? But it's really for like dogs.
She has 12 other cats,
or cats that are in shelters. Yeah, and like they're gonna go get killed if they don't adopt.
Oh my god, she has 12 cats.
So I feel so bad now for my friend and for her mom, who I love. And they were like so excited that I like helped them find someone who they.
Listen, it's not your fault.
It's not my fault. I know that. But I
but you feel somewhat responsible. This is tough. This is. Yeah, I would file a small claims and I would approach. I'd be like, I'm coming to your. They know where she lives, right? Like,
we're going to go and legally blonde this shit.
Yeah,
she knows where she lives. I'm like, all right, I'm getting my suit
on. I'm taking the dog, dumbass.
Taking the damn cat, dumbass.
Dumbass, give us the cat.
It's all I could think of all weekend, all week. I'm like, I am Elle Woods and yeah. You are Jennifer Paulette. Coolidge. Paulette.
Yeah.
Thank you. And yeah. We will go and we will get that animal. Like,
that's crazy.
Isn't it?
Yeah, but it's crazy that people think that they just have that power to just go, oh yeah, actually I'm keeping the cat. Okay. No, you're not.
Wait, it gets a little better. I forgot one detail. She took the kitten to a different vet and registered it under a different name.
No, under a different name?
Savvy move.
Oh, this woman's experienced.
So did I'm like, wait, what?
And she had, how long has she had the cat? For 6 weeks.
Yeah. Something like that.
Wow. I will say that's a substantial amount of time. Like, you can fall in love with an animal, but...
Yeah, of course. 2 days with a puppy or a kitten.
Yeah.
Done.
We're like, I'm in love. Yeah.
No way.
Exactly.
But
that was not part of the agreement.
No. And I felt like this was a great person to connect with because I'm like,
yeah,
she's done this before.
Right.
And now we're like, maybe the 12 cats were all supposed to be
fosters. You're like, oh, she has so much on her plate. There's no way she can take another animal. No, she's like, no, I want another one.
I hope it's okay. I'm where talking does she about live? This because I am going to testify in court.
No, I'm sorry. On behalf of my friend. Live in an apartment?
Yes. I don't. I've never been to her apartment, so I can't say anything on that.
I honestly wouldn't go alone if I were you.
I'm not going alone. No. I'm like you not even responding. I'm like, I got to walk out of this situation.
That is crazy.
But I feel bad. But I'm also like laughing about it because I was so like,
well, it is ridiculous.
Proud of my work. And now I'm like, look at what you did, you little jerk. Like you connected these fuckers.
Right.
And they're having issues.
It's not all in your fault. When we come back, we're going to take a quick break. We have something else that is keeping us laughing like to no end. Yeah. We're really, Anna discovered it. It's a TikTok trend. Trend.
Sure. We'll go with trend.
We'll go with trend.
Yep.
Yeah. We're back and we are ready to laugh because Anna posted on her story and I was like, why are you laughing so hard? Only I'm supposed to make you laugh that hard. And yeah, what is it?
Dre, I just want to say, guys, I have not laughed this hard in years.
Yeah.
In centuries, honestly. And the way how I was crying tears down my face on my couch. And it sounds mean. I'm going to say this. It sounds mean, but it's not. I don't know if you've seen the videos of Frankie Valli, 90 years old, and he is on tour. Okay. He is on tour with some backup singers doing all the Four Seasons songs.
I don't know if his doctors okayed this tour that he's on, because we're a little worried.
He's been on tour forever, too, like April or something. Like, there's videos all summer long.
That's crazy to me.
He's an earner. What do you, you know?
You
that's
know,
what, that's what Italians do.
Icon. Frankie Valli's an icon. The voice, like no other, you know? We've never heard a man with that kind of range. Like, you know, him and Freddie Mercury are in like a league of their own where it's just like, what notes do they hit and how do they hit those notes? But Frankie Valli is here's the thing. He's gotten to a little bit of a scary point to be on stage where you don't know what's going on because he doesn't blink.
We got to check a pulse pretty soon.
He doesn't blink and he doesn't really sing. There's a track and he just kind of holds the mic it sounds mean. People are going to be like, Anna, that's so mean. He's old.
No, of course
he's old. And of course he's a legend. But the videos and the memes, like just the angles people are getting.
It's too funny.
And watching the backup singers like try and like still smile and perform.
Yes.
But they're also like, should we keep going? Like
he's not really singing. I don't think you guys are understanding. Like he's not singing the parts. He just holds the microphone and stares into the crowd.
And then once in a while, he'll mouth a word. And sometimes he goes to the crowd and he just starts fist bumping them in slow motion.
Ugh, man.
You know what? That's a show, though. And I think people are expecting it at this point. Like, if you go to a show, you're like, I just want to see the spectacle
of Frankie Valli. I looked up where he is at.
Yeah,
he's going to be in Santa Barbara next month. I'm like, shit, if I'm in LA, like,
do I go?
Like,
you go.
I want to go, but I'm going to have to pay a lot of money to get up front to get those fucking good seats. I was like, I don't know if I can afford.
Are you sure you will? Will you have to pay a lot of money?
How much are the tickets going for?
They're a lot of money.
Are they really?
Wow. You know, I didn't get that deep. I'm not going to lie. I just looked at the cities, but he will be in Morristown, New Jersey in the spring.
Whoa.
So I don't know. Maybe if we're still feeling these videos by then, like we go in New Jersey.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
do a little tour.
Oh my God. But they're so concerning to the point where it's entertainment.
Let's do a little Sherry reenactment and I'll be the backup dancer and then you are Frankie.
Okay.
Sherry, baby, Sherry. Sherry, baby. Sherry. Sherry, baby.
Fist bump.
I can't even do it because I'm smiling because it makes me so fucking happy.
His eyes just like death open.
Why don't you
it is
come
like
on.
There was a meme someone posted, has 9 million hits on this one TikTok of the Sherry Baby video where he was like, this is your friend coming out of the bathroom thinking they're not that drunk when you're like, I can keep it together. I got it together. And I can't unsee it.
And also it's the way that the backup dancers like reveal him. They're covering him and then they reveal and he just waddles out.
I mean, he opens the show with Grease and he doesn't sing for the first two, like,
oh boy,
the first two like sections of the song. You're like, oh,
is he gonna sing?
Like, and it's playing. I get it. And there was an article that came out yesterday that said Frankie Valli claps back at the
haters.
That's the viral videos.
Shut up, everybody. I'm 90 years old. Give me a
minute. Perform until I'm done. Like, I don't care. I will continue to perform. And I'm like, you know what? That's how I'm going to be at 90. Play it.
Yeah.
Am I not singing loud enough? Play the fucking track. That's my voice.
Who's singing here?
Yeah.
It's me.
Yeah. I can do whatever I want because that's still me.
That is hilarious.
It's so funny.
Search, just in your search bar, Frankie Valli.
Frankie Valli singing. It'll come up. And also read the comments because the comments are like, a lot of people are concerned. They're like, blink twice, Frankie, if they're holding you hostage. Like someone else is like, I actually don't even think he's alive anymore. This is some Weekend at Bernie shit.
This is like, somebody check.
It's amazing.
No, it is.
And I just wish I could be in his brain. I'm like, wow, he's not even blinking or singing. He's just holding that mic. What? What is he thinking?
What is he thinking?
It's just like the Frankie Valley camp, just like trotting him out. Like,
and everyone is so supportive at these shows, like, and the crowd is going wild, and like the songs are a bop. Honestly, you could play a track anywhere of a fucking Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons song.
This,
so good. Yeah,
this is the thing that's going to happen. There are at least in like being from Jersey, there are Frankie Valli is
icon.
Yeah, like Springsteen's going to be like this. Bon Jovi's going to be like this.
Yep.
Yeah. It doesn't really matter. People from Jersey, especially Italians. Have this thing for mm-hmm. Frankie Valli and Sinatra. Mm-hmm. There is no, like, there is just pure respect.
Yeah.
For it doesn't matter how old they're going to get, how bad they're going to get at this. They're just going to be treated like kings.
Yeah.
And revered.
Once you get that rest stop on the Jersey Turnpike, you know you made it.
You've totally made it. You will never pay for a drink in New Jersey again as long as you live.
That's my dream.
It's so like funny. Bruce Springsteen, Frank Sinatra, Frankie Valli, Bill Parcells, the Giants head coach.
Oh, yeah.
There's like a handful of names where it's just like, these are made men. And they are just, you know.
Did I tell you when I saw Jersey Boys maybe like 3-4 times on Broadway when it was in its heyday. And one time I saw Jersey Boys on Broadway, and at intermission, Bruce Springsteen was there, and he stood up to go to the bathroom, and the entire audience got on their feet and clapped and gave him a standing ovation, like lost their mind. Yeah. And I was like, damn, I almost feel bad for the Broadway actors right now because they're backstage like, you know, what the hell? What's going on out there? Yeah. And it's Bruce and people were like, the real king of Jersey. these fake actors, you know, it was so funny. I was like, I've never seen anything like this. It was crazy.
I'm telling you. Frankie Valli, though, it's like, what a legend. But I also am sad to see him, like, get old. I don't want to. Yeah.
Here's the thing. You're going to watch, it's a process. You're going to watch this video on TikTok, right? You're going to feel concerned. Ooh, I don't know about this. Should he be on a stage? Yes. Who let him out of the bed today?
Right.
He is not looking okay. And then you keep watching it, and he does a whole set like this. And you think, actually, this is a fucking phenomenon. I'm obsessed with it.
Right.
Yeah. No, everybody go watch it. It's actually insane.
Okay. Moving on.
Moving on from Frankie Valli, Sherry Baby.
It's too good.
I was actually rewatching Kardashians yesterday because I was waiting for my show Tell Me Lies to come out on Hulu because it comes out at midnight.
Okay.
Every like Tuesday night. So I was like, you know what? Let me throw on some Kardashians because I'm so behind. I'm like, every single season of Hulu behind. That's how behind I am. But I tuned into the episode where Kim officiated her hairstylist, Chris Appleton's wedding.
Yeah.
With the actor actually from
Lucas Gage. They're already separated.
They're already dead, but she really planned like a really fun, I mean, granted.
Not dead. They're just not together.
They only lasted 6 months.
Yeah.
And Lucas said that he was going through a manic episode when he married Chris, which is the saddest thing to say.
Well, they are like in Vegas and they're like, well, no, like the, how was, soon did was, they decide to do that?
It was literally the most manic wedding of all. Yeah. And Shania Twain, I was reminded of this, thinking of other icons. Shania Twain happened to be in Vegas the time that Kim was going to go officiate this wedding. And they show up to her like pre-sound check or whatever. And she's like singing the song and they're both in fur jackets. You're like, what is this fever dream? What is happening right now? But I was trying to think. I was like, you know what? Like, seeing Shania Twain and have her sing to me and my future like husband would be actually be amazing.
Amazing.
And now I want that. And Kim is like, this is my favorite song. Ha 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 ha. She's like, I want this too. I'm like, just Kim, is she gonna get married a fourth time? I don't know, but she's like, I believe in love so much. That was my little moment with the Kardashians. And then
she's
going to
free the Menendez brothers and then marry one of them.
Yeah, she's like, who's going to be my person? She was like, guys, I'm so good at manifesting. And she had a list of her manifestations. And like, she's like, he better check off all my boxes. I go, bitch, nobody checks off all your boxes.
My brain is like, oh, I did see this episode, but a long time
but
ago.
But a long time ago. Yeah. No, she's really focused on the Menendez brothers now. So.
She really is. And she should be. She should be.
I want to be focused on something. I want to hyperfixate on something. Maybe it should be my career.
Maybe.
Let's get back to the career.
I got to get back. I don't know. I'm on a Frankie Valli kick all week. You know, I'm like, how do I connect with this man? When can I go see this man? I have to see this in person. I don't believe it.
Just like Tanya Harding. I think Tanya Haddix. I think
Tanya Harding. That was
not
a good
Tanya Harding.
Slip.
Right. I think you could reach out and I think his reps will get back to you and go, you want to interview him?
Who, Frankie?
Yeah. I think you could.
I'd be scared to interview him. Like, why? What if he falls asleep? Like,
that would be amazing.
I'd be like, I think we're done.
And I think we're done here. Now, wait a minute. today.
Speaking of interviews.
Speaking of interviews.
Oh, that was not the interview we were going to.
What interview?
I was going to. No, go for it. We can Well, today's a big day. This week is big for Teresa. She's on House of Villains.
She's on House of Villains. And I didn't want to bring it up too long. I'm just interested to see Teresa because she is like the villain of Jersey, I guess. But she's also with New York
and a lot of other people.
People from The Challenge.
Oh my God, is Johnny on it? Johnny Bananas?
He's not. But the other guy.
He was on it.
Yeah, he was on it. New York is the one that I always go back to. And then Safri.
You want to know something? And I'm embarrassed to say this. Yeah. And I feel like a grandma. I thought The Traitors was House of Villains. I thought it was one show for the last 2 weeks.
Well, let me tell you this. Don't feel alone because so did I. I really was like, they're such similar ideas.
Similar. Yeah. And just like, you know.
And they all kind of have the similar theme going on with the snakes.
Yeah.
And the green and the pink and the like dark colors.
Yes. Murder mystery party.
I thought it was, I thought they were both like.
I thought it was the same thing. And then I was like, oh. And I was like, oh, she's on The Traitors.
Right.
That's big. They just won like the Emmy and everything.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, wait, House of Villains is the E show.
House of Villains. Right. All the networks have to have their own variation of the show.
Anyway.
It's a rule.
Insane. It's a rule. So it's coming out.
Whoopsie.
Yeah. It comes out this
week. How do you feel about it as Teresa?
I'm excited because I think there's going to be a lot of, I don't know if I'm going to really stick to it or watch it all the way through, but I'll be watching it just to get some Teresa juice with her and New York.
Yeah.
I feel like they're going to have a little tiff. But people said they were really scared of Teresa.
Really?
Yeah. She was like, don't get on my bad side. Like they were doing some press and everybody was like, we were actually terrified of Teresa.
What's the worst thing you've done, Teresa?
Like on the show?
Like in life, like why you would be a villain.
You know, I mean, I've called people a lot of names like prostitution whore.
Wow.
I said that she was engaged 19 times because she was. I used to have anger issues. Like I flipped tables. I hit people.
The flipping the table really got you a lot of work.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, like I'm not a saint, but I'm not a villain either. You know, like I'm heckle and jide. Like I got two different faces.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm excited for everybody to see me because I'm really not a villain. I'm really the good person, but I want people to know that. So I had to go on a show to protect my name.
Is Louis going to watch?
Yes. Yeah.
But
he doesn't want to see me be mean. So I don't think he's going to watch that long.
How about your daughters? Are they excited about the show?
No, because they're so busy. You know, they're in college and they're working on brand deals. You know, they're doing TikTok shop. You know, they're busy. So
to be young and be like, I'm in college, but I'm so busy with my brand deal.
They're so busy. Oh, my God. They're doing Kohl's. They're doing Walmart clothes. They're doing Sephora hauls. Wow. They're busy. So, yeah. Watch me on House of Villains.
Love, love, love.
Love, love, love.
What are you going to say? Hate, hate, hate.
Hate, hate, hate. Hate, hate. What's the opposite of Teresa? The Grinch. Love, love, love. Hate, hate, hate. What else is on? And then we also want to talk about Kamala's been busy.
I watched Dancing with the Stars.
My God, yes.
I actually want to do, okay, so last, they did two episodes this week because they didn't have one last week. Mm-hmm. And I really want to do, I want to recap for people. Gene Simmons was the guest judge last night.
Wow.
And the amount of times he told the women that they were just hot and they didn't really need to dance because you have a hot body. And he'd be like, you're okay to the guy.
Oh my gosh. Like,
but she's a hot woman. And what candy you have on your arm? Like, it was like seeing grandpa let out into the wild. Yeah. It was like, it was so inappropriate. And then out of the blue, like, you can kind of tell, like, Jared is really good at guessing what each judge gives in terms of a score. Mm-hmm. Fucking Gene Simmons was the why. He all of a sudden was like, he'd be like, 10. And they're like, no one's getting 10s yet. It's week 2 of this show. And then he'd be like, actually, 5.
Like, it was shocking, like, how low he was going?
He was either too high or too low.
Okay.
Usually everyone's like 7 or 8, or like 6, 7, 6, 7. You know, they're always in the same, like, range.
Yes.
He was like some other plane.
High low, high
we
low.
Were like, what happened? And he'd be like, I don't know, she wasn't hot enough. 4.
Gene, like, what a...
It was hilarious. But yeah,
he's ruthless.
It was really funny. I'm trying to think what else. Roni.
I'm not done with actually Dancing with the Stars. Gleb, Sebchenk, Gleb.
Oh my God. And Brooks.
And Brooks.
They're hot. Did you see them getting tattoos together?
Disgusting how hot they are. First of all, Gleb, I loved him. And I'm so sad that when all the shit went down with his wife and they got divorced because she was so stunning and they had beautiful children. They had a beautiful marriage together. And then we hear they're breaking up. And now I'm seeing him with Brooks, who is just so
they're so
stunning.
Hot together.
Like, what do you even do in bed together? You just stare at each other. You
And it's confirmed. They're like full on like.
Well, they're like kissing. Yeah. And then to get a tattoo fucking together and then be like making out while you're getting a tattoo. It's so hot.
That's so crazy, though. And do you, like, watch them dance, too. You're like that. No one else is in the room. Like they like literally. I feel like it's almost like they're really good, obviously. But
yeah,
I also feel like they're like, who cares if we fuck up? Like we are fucking each other. Like we don't need to fucking do this dance. Like we just are locked eyes. It's sexy.
I don't think I'll ever experience that type of passion in my life. Like, what?
I have friends who work on Dancing with the Stars. Yeah. And I, like, I'm, like, also like, watching not in live. Like, I was watching late last night. Mm-hmm. So, like, they're probably like, what if she just hit play? And I'm, like, texting. And I'm, like, wait, can you please confirm? I was, like, these two are, like, together, right? Because if not, love is not real. And they were, like, I don't know if it's love, but they are definitely hooking up.
It may be like, lust and a little bit of love.
Yeah, it's, but you know what? Who cares?
I saw them getting a tattoo, and I, like, hit Nick in the shoulder. I go, when are we getting a tattoo together? Like, what's wrong with
you? Are you serious?
No, I saw that picture. I was, like, oh my God, that's so hot. Yeah, but they're ridiculously hot
they
together.
They are. Everyone fucks on Dancing with the Stars, you know? Say what you will. Yes, it's a show that grandma watches and Anna Roizman, but like.
No. But when you're so dancing together steamy. And you're with each other all the time and you're sweaty and you're practicing all day together, like, what do you think is happening?
Oh, yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Please.
It became my show in the pandemic. It became a thing I love. And it's just like, it brings us joy. You know, back in the day in my house, back in the day in my apartment, we used to do Don Pardo. You'd be like, coming to this, Andrea Lopez, you know, Mike Coscarelli. And now we don't do Don Pardo anymore. You know what we do? We do Dancing the Viennese Waltz with her partner, Gleb Sajenko. It's Brooks Nade.
Like,
it's
always.
Jared will be like, Dancing the Cha-Cha with her partner, Billy Joel. It's Anna Roizman. And it's so funny. We do it. Play that game where we're like, okay, come up with a good book. Do it. Do it. Yeah. You have to know the dance and you have to know the dancer and then you have to make up a name.
I love that.
Anyway, we're not cool. I'll say that. I just revealed my big nerd side of being in my apartment.
I love to be a fly on the wall eating soup with you two.
Oh, I made a great soup this
I would
week.
Really see
I made a
lot.
Great soup this the week. Soup, oh, it's so good.
It looked good. It looked really good.
I call it my healing soup. And needed it.
Yeah, it looks like the turmeric, ginger, lemon, dill, chicken, you know, the rice, the whole works. I'm working on a fall one. It's with the, I'm sure you've done it. Basically, you just take a bunch of vegetables, roast them with olive oil and garlic, and then puree mash it all up.
Puree it. I love that.
Yeah.
Root vegetable, fall root vegetable. You're making a soup.
Delish. Yeah. And then I got.
She said I'm working on it like you started and it'll be done in a couple of days.
I found the recipe last week. And then I went food shopping yesterday. And now today I'm going
to
make it.
Am I inspiring you to make a soup?
Yeah. But, and then.
I want to try it.
I got like my favorite cheddar cheese from Italy. Like I'll always, like I've discovered my favorite cheeses now.
Great.
I'm going to make a bomb ass grilled cheese.
Dip, dip.
Dip.
Love it.
That's my plan.
That's a great plan.
Obviously.
I'm trying to think of what else I'm watching, but I can't. I'm watching Nobody Wants This, but I'm like behind.
Everybody's like, loving it. Everybody's obsessed with him. They're saying he's the best.
It's so good.
Everybody wants a rabbi now, right?
I don't know about that.
Everybody says it. They're like, I never thought I'd be so in love with a rabbi.
Because it's a TV rabbi.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, sure.
Right.
Sure. Right. No, okay. He's just so like sweet and lovable. And I started watching Roni. I wasn't like obsessed with the first episode.
Same. I kind of fell asleep. So I have to watch the rest of that before a second episode.
Right. And I kind of was on my phone a little bit. And like, I liked seeing the girls, but I was like, wasn't doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll catch up. And if there's some drama, we'll hear about it. But there hasn't been that much drama. Even Heather, shout out Heather McDonald. I saw her like post on Instagram and she was like, there's no drama on this season. Like they were all like upset. What was it last season with the Uber? Right.
Like with somebody paying.
Oh, no, that
and
was the first
back.
Episode. Yeah, like she took an Uber and didn't pay me back. And that was like the biggest drama of it.
Right. And then we get a little bit of like there's some marital issues with Erin and her husband.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much it. And then somebody's pregnant. Somebody went out and got pregnant.
Who?
That's in the teaser.
Oh.
But I bet you it's something so minute and so small
it's
and
not
it's a
actually,
friend.
Yeah. It's like not one of them.
It always happens. But
so funny.
We got to talk.
What are we talking?
Kamala. Who is popping around all
doing,
the things.
They are doing the rounds.
Yeah.
Also, we got to talk that Trump did not do 60 Minutes, which did you see what 60 Minutes said?
No. What'd they say?
They were like, they gave a whole intro that Donald Trump was supposed to do 60 Minutes and he decided He was going to do it. And then last week he dropped out and he decided not to. And that's unfortunate for him because blah, blah, blah. They like went off like as if they crafted this.
Went off.
It was like I saw it online. I don't watch 60 Minutes, but I saw it on Instagram or TikTok. Yeah. And I was like, whoa, like ballsy of them to like throw him under. Like, yeah. I mean, like, yeah, you could throw anyone under. But it seemed like he was supposed to do an interview and dropped out last minute. And they were like they must mm-hmm. have teased it or promoted it or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like had to kind of come back with something
or plan the show around it, I'm sure.
Yeah, you know? But Kamala was on Call Her Daddy and Howard Stern this week. She's liberals, you know, and right. like, but I thought it was like, I watched the Call Her Daddy thing. I watched mm-hmm. it on Spotify. I loved it. I mean, it was very quick. I almost feel like it was like, you know, she only got like she said, I only got 40 minutes.
Yeah,
her.
You don't get wow. more with it.
And yeah. so it's edited very quick. It's like question, answer, question, yeah. answer. You know, it's not traditional like conversation. It gets a little friendly and conversationally. Right. But I really thought Alex did a great job and stayed in her like in, you know, she really had her audience at the top of her mind. Mm-hmm. She wasn't asking questions that are outside of her, you know, like. I don't know, her daily
comfort zone, whatever yeah, she usually does.
Like her vibe. Brand. It was really, I don't have the right word for it, but she really, because she's talked about reproductive rights before and right. like women's rights. And she was even saying to Kamala, like, I get DMs and emails, like the show gets emails from people being like, help, I'm in a domestic abuse relationship, you know, like mm-hmm. relationship. I don't know how to get out. I don't know who to talk to. I'm emailing you because you talk about these things, like as right. if she's like the doctor to come and save totally. Her. Which is so sad, but like knowing you have that kind of a platform where people are vulnerable like that and fucking mm-hmm. open up, like it was cool. It was cool to like hear there. I learned stuff about Kamala I didn't know that I was like, oh, wow.
I should watch. I think I texted you that I was a little weirded out that she chose to go on Call Her Daddy because of Call Her Daddy's roots of right. just being a little bit more of a lewd show. So I can never wrap my head around people of that stature going on Call Her Daddy because I'm like, that's such a downgrade from what you
but it's so different. I mean that show's not like that anymore.
I also I didn't know it then and I think that and I think that she's done the work. She has her chops, like she's able to interview those people like that. But in just my mind I'm like, what image is that sending? But you're right, she's trying to gain more of the younger audiences and that's a way to do it, to reach those generations.
I get that. I didn't know Call Her Daddy until she was interviewing high profile celebrities. Like I didn't know her until the Miley Cyruses, the Katy Perry, you know, like the Ariana, you know, the
oh yeah, I was watching her talk about Gluck Gluck 3000 in the Barstool studios like years ago.
I really liked the interview. I felt like it was cool. I don't know, it was interesting. It was like,
if you learn something new about Kamala, I think that was what she was trying to get out of it.
Yeah, because it humanized her. She was literally like, what made you get into your line of work? Like, right. why did you, you know, she was like a huge attorney defending a lot of like, what was she? The, don't you love that? I don't even know her title. What was her
title? I don't know these titles because I get them all
Attorney
confused.
General, thank you. But she had said like her best friend in high school, her stepdad was like, abusing her and molesting her and she didn't know what to do as a friend and she let her friend come and live with her and she was like,
wow,
I have to help people like this. Like this is seeing this, like you shouldn't go home and that's the place that's the scariest place for you, like where you live, you know?
Right.
And I don't know. I really liked it. And it was funny because Alex did bring up all the like negative Trump quotes, you know, that have been about her. Like, how does this make you feel when he's like, you're a fucking childless cat lady? Like, or that was JD Vance. But, and she responds to all of them, you know, and it's like fun to hear her talk about it. It's empowering, you know, it's like, it's like seeing any negative comment about you on the internet. You're like, right, I don't let other people like dictate, you know, my identity or like take me down. Like, if anything, it gives me more, you know, like,
light a fire under my ass. Yeah. I do like them on these platforms because you do get to see a little bit, like the curtain is kind of brushed away. Yeah. It's a little bit more of an intimate conversation.
It's not as political.
Right.
Especially on Howard too. I don't know if you watched like any of the Howard clips, but
no, I didn't. I didn't even know that she was going to go from Call Her Daddy to Howard Stern.
Howard wore a suit too. I was like, look at him.
Howard wore a suit and we were talking about Alex Cooper wore her typical on-brand sweats. We're going, you're interviewing?
I know.
The presidential candidate.
She wore her like unwell sweatshirt. And I was like, I get it. Wear the merch. But like,
for certain interviews, I do think it warrants a dress up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
Like, but I will say, I was like, she's whoa, Howard Stern in a suit. This is weird.
Yeah.
Bar mitzvah. It was weird. But he was saying like, It was interesting. The one thing I loved is that he was like, I don't understand all of these male politicians, like all these Republicans who have such issues with women and women's bodies, and yet they have wives and they have daughters and they have sisters and they have women in their lives. And he was like, you know, my best business like partners and deals and like things I've worked on have been with women. And like, I just don't understand how these guys like think of women as such a low level human being when they're supposed to raise a daughter and be like, be strong, go out there, start a company, work hard.
It's all backwards.
It's all backwards. But I liked it. He asks Kamala how she met Doug and like they were set up on a blind date. Like things you were like, wait, what?
We didn't even know that. Yeah. I love that. I do need to go watch. I feel like that is my homework. We're going to take a quick break. We're coming back with some other powerful women that we love to, chit-chat with.
Great. Hi, doll. How are you?
I'm like happy but sad. You know what I mean? There's just like a lot happening.
It's your month. You love Halloween.
Yeah. Like that's why I'm happy. Everything is black, dark, cobwebby.
Yeah, of course.
Rocker.
What's the sad part?
The sad part is just like my kid is no longer sleeping with me. Rainy. He's like, I want my own bed and I just want my kids to sleep with me till they're 18.
Oh, God.
Didn't I sleep with you till I was like 15?
No. Are you kidding? I never had you in the bed. You're thinking of the nanny who raised you. She let you sleep in the bed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I would never. How am I supposed to have sex with your father? I can't have
a child. You're such a sicko. It's disgusting.
I just, I'm a healthy woman, some would say. I really am.
I don't think
it's right that you let Penelope slept in your bed, she was 10. How old is she?
I mean, she's a little girl. She gets scared like it's normal.
So you had Rain and the baby in your bed.
Everybody. We have Rocky. Like a California king triple.
How does Travis feel about kids in the bed?
I mean, he's like as skinny as a skeleton, so he doesn't take up much room.
That's right. He probably doesn't even feel them.
He doesn't. Crazy. They just like all lay across his lanky bones.
I'll tell you, whenever you and your sisters and Rob, I forgot Rob.
Don't
whenever
forget about
you would
Rob.
Come and try and get in my bed, I'd pop a Xanax. I was like, take me out of this. You know?
Absentee mother right here.
Absentee ballot all the way. A doll.
You know what? Yeah. Are you ready for all of the voting? It's like such the season.
Oh, I love it. I already picked out my outfit.
You did?
To go to the polls. Yeah. It's going to be an aloe outfit.
Oh, my God. Are you doing an aloe campaign?
Here I
collab?
Am. Yeah. We have a 6-year contract. I'm on year 2. Aloe is the best athleisure wear one could wear.
During voting season.
During voting season, during Halloween, really, sky's the limit. You know, they have lots of jackets and outerwear, and now they have, they have bras. I'm wearing aloe head to toe.
That's enough plugging for one episode.
I get a check every time I mention it.
You just love talking about it.
I love it. They need to call it Calo, but they won't take my suggestion. I don't understand.
K-A-L-O?
Yeah, put my name on it. Put a spin on it.
I don't know. It's giving Kalamata olives.
It's giving Kalamata.
Yeah, which are like not great.
Delicious. I love those.
Corey loves, let me tell you where he puts his Kalamata olives.
Where?
He likes to put them on all of his fingers. And then Corey, he touches my body with them. It's salty.
Corey
really
is such
special.
A clown. I don't even know what type of like pleasure that is or what's that considered.
It's considered edible pleasure. It's really nice. Yeah.
You know what I'm really worried about is Chloe. Like we really need to set her up. She's lonely.
She's single. She really is. Yeah.
Yeah. But she keeps hanging out with Tristan and it's embarrassing.
You know, I will say I have a relationship with all of my daughter's exes. I really do. Sometimes, you know.
Yeah, you're the real problem, actually. We need to forget
these people. No, I have
no
problems. In fact, I'm not giving away any information if that is what you are coming here for.
Yeah.
I've been getting a lot of phone calls lately.
From who?
From all the people, all the press. Everyone wants to know.
Yeah.
Not Tristan.
Yeah. Somebody else.
You know who. Yeah. I can't
say
his name.
I'm kind of worried about it and I need to go into hiding because like clips are coming out of us going to the parties.
We are blood related to this person. We have children involved.
Do we?
Well, Kimberly's children.
Kim's. Yeah. There's some real craziness going on.
I went to so many of those parties and I would have said something if I saw. I didn't see anything, you know?
Yeah.
I will say, I don't have many memories.
You don't have any memories.
I would have a couple drinks. I'd pop a couple of pills because we did pills back then. We didn't have weed like this. And
you didn't have your edibles, your tried and true. Yeah.
And so I'd just get back in a car and, you know, wake up in my bed.
And that would be safe for you.
Really safe. Yeah.
We got to keep our mouths tight shut. It's kind of crazy. But when
do you know anything?
Me.
Did you go to any of those parties with us?
No, I'm so tiny. I would like sneak out through the doggy door. Like when I saw anything crazy, like I would run away and I would hop in the back of somebody's Lambo and hightail my ass out of there.
That's great. I'm really glad. I raised you to be such a responsible girl.
You guys know me. Put me in line of danger. I'll run the other direction.
Wow. That's what I love about you. She's so safe.
I really am. I need to go get some more pillows for my bed.
Oh, okay.
So I'll see you next week, I think.
Absolutely. I'm going to go meet Kendall right now at the salon.
Kendall.
Yeah, she's getting her hair bleached again because she's really doing well as a blonde. I mean, you should see how many emails I have from designers who are like, hold on.
Blonde washes out her like blotchy skin.
Oh, Kendall can do it. Kendall can be bald. She's still the prettiest of everyone.
This is why I can't be in a room with you. Goodbye. See you next never.
Love you, doll.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Great laugh.